for the teachers who got through to me, and for Poppy, and a lifetime of reading. M.A. 1986. Tommy. Tommy was crying, holding his head in his hands, saying over and over that he should have kissed Ronaldo Calabasas that night when he had the chance. It had been a week since Ronaldo was struck by lightning. Tommy was sitting where it happened, under the charred tree in Hollow Pond Park, huddled into the base of the blackened trunk, the exact spot where they almost kissed. He wrote down his thoughts. "You are like smoke, a dark dance in the air. No. You are a storm cloud, weightlessly heavy. No. You are as mysteriously beautiful as black smoke. No. A crow. No. A raven?" Tommy crossed out his words. He was such a shitty poet. He wasn't even a smidge as good as Rene. And his bad poetry couldn't match what he was feeling. But he kept writing in the book. He had to. Ronaldo Calabasas was lost in the astral plane, floating somewhere in its expanse, and it was the book that told Tommy that if he wanted to find Ronaldo and bring him back to Earth, he had to write down how he felt. He had to get close to him in words, and the words would be his path to him. The book told him to write it all out. The book. The book. June, 3 months earlier. Tommy stood at the bike rack, watching Ronaldo Calabasas unchain his clunky old banana seat Schwinn. Rene was sweating through his white button-down shirt, and Tommy could see the contours of his chest through the wet fabric. It was Friday, the last day of school, and everyone had cleared out in an end-of-the-year frenzy, ripping up and throwing away their schoolwork and locker decorations like they were getting out of jail. The trash bins next to them were filled with spiral notebooks, crumpled papers, tattered locker posters of Van Halen and The Doors. All the wealthy juniors and seniors of Heron High had driven away in their cars to some popular person's party somewhere. Tommy wouldn't know where.
"You ready to go?"
Ronaldo asked, piling books into his basket before stopping suddenly. He leaned against his bike and stared up at the sky.
"What are you looking at?"
Tommy asked.
"I'll come to you when the sky is cerulean blue," Renee said.
"What?"
"That sentence. It came to me last night after a dream. Like someone said it to me. I'm just wondering if this is what cerulean blue is."
Tommy followed Ronaldo's gaze. The sky was strangely dark in color, like the coldness of outer space was closer than normal.
"Cerulean. Cerulean," Tommy repeated to himself.
Ronaldo rummaged through the bike basket and ripped out a page from his notebook. Tommy could see that there was a poem written on it titled "Storm Omen." Even by sight, Tommy knew it would be good and that it would appear in the next Cornucopia, the student literary magazine they worked on. Everything Rene wrote made it in there.
"It's about lightning,"
Rene explained, still staring at the sky.
"About this thing called charonoscopy. Do you know that word?"
"No, sorry," Tommy said. He wanted to say, "Do you know how beautiful you are?" But of course he didn't.
"It means divination by lightning," said Ronaldo. "I mean, isn't that the most amazing word ever? Apparently, the Etruscans believed that lightning and thunder were omens."
Tommy only had a vague idea who the Etruscans were, but nodded assuredly anyway. Ronaldo was so